Okay. So, you guys are here. Gonna do your video today, and what's sort of crazy, even more so, is that you guys, when you okay, long story short, so basically, you guys know Stu, and then Stu came and did a video for us, and then he talked to you guys. Because do you guys do like club appearances or?
Him and I are best friends, and we've been on tour for like 9 months together, and we're always side by side.
Yeah.
So
you just talked to Stu like. At a club, or just like normal?
We bartend all over the place, you know what, and we promote for a lot of clubs, and we actually brought him to our clubs because we're friends with them.
Yeah.
And hey, you know what, he told us about this little proposition, and you know what, now we're here.
For sure.
Yeah, so I talked to you guys, and so basically, I don't remember exactly, but I talked to Sean, and I thought Sean told me that you guys wanted this outrageous amount to do like each of the things solo, and I was just like, there's just no way, and he's like, we're the best promoters, blah blah blah, and I was like, okay, like, I'll believe you, but like, there's just no way that's gonna happen. But then I re-talked to Josh Dunn, who came in, and he's like, no, you misunderstood, they meant they would jerk off side by side for that amount, and so, and that was, I was like, okay, that's a lot different, so.
Well, I mean, see, the thing is that when we're on tour, we hooked up with a lot of girls, and usually we ask, instead of having two separate hotel rooms, then we just get one hotel room with two beds. It's not like we haven't banged chicks in front of each other or whatever.
Well, yeah, no, I figured that. I'll get to that in a second. I'm just trying to, like, get everybody to how we're here and how you guys are both on the couch together.
It's very weird, but we know Stu, we know Josh, we know you know, a bunch of the guys, and they told us about this, and we're like, you know what? Why not? Let's do it side by side. Why not do this next to my best friend? You know, he's my best friend. Why not? He's got crazy hair. I got crazy hair. I'm like this crazy Japanimation guy.
That's
whatever.
Right.
Big hair, big fun, baby. Why not take it to the bed? We bang chicks next to each other. I mean, this is just...
Yeah. So what? We gotta get her part. It's a good time. You know, fuck it.
So girls just totally, like, they recognize you from TV, and then that's all it takes.
Literally,
it's panty dropping fun.
We've literally met girls, dude, and the first 30 seconds are like, take me in the bathroom right now. I'll do anything for you right now. Like, anything in the bathroom, and within the first 45 seconds of meeting them, you're banging them.
Or, like, at the airport when you threw me under the bus, bro.
Yeah, dude. We were coming back from an appearance one time, and there was some porn star chick that was sitting like a couple of seats in front of us, and we thought she was with her boyfriend. That guy ended up being a gay porn star, and so I was like, is that your boyfriend? I was like, why are you such a dork? I was like, and so so she was like, no, that's not my boyfriend. That's just my friend. We just did a porn shoot like for the same company together. I was like, wait, you're a porn star? And there was an empty row in the back of the plane, dude. So I took it back there, and she gave me a head, dude. And then we had a layover right next to each other in the next plane.
Right.
And I took her in the family bathroom and banged her, bro. Dude, and there was like a line
like
of like
strollers,
old people,
and,
like, yeah, like old people, like
waiting to change the little kids' diapers.
Well, like, and
I was like, what's going on here?
You know, a lot of these chicks just bang us because we are, and guys are like, don't you get tired of that? Like, all these hot chicks that are like super shallow and they don't care about you, they just bang you because
that's like
you
the way it works.
And you're like, bro, like, why would we care, dude? Like, it's not like we have to deal with their fucking drama. Like, we bang them and then they run to some other guy and some other guy has to deal with their drama. Like, it's like, dude,
Here's the thing, is people will have opinions of us, but it's kind of like, okay, if the girls are so opinionated about us, but then they're throwing themselves at us, and like they just want to hook up with us because we're on TV, it's like, who really is like, you know, should be looked at in a certain way? Is it us or is it them?
Yeah.
I think we've got enough of your personalities for sure. So we're going to move on into the next room, and then it's time to get naked.
Okay.
So you guys are getting a grip load of cash. Do you guys got any specific plans or just bills or?
We're hitting the fucking craps table hard with a bunch
For sure, we're hitting craps tables.
Yeah,
got some fresh clothes. We're gonna bring
a
bunch of strippers out.
For sure.
Gonna roll the dice with us, and then I mean, we're gonna roll the dice on their vagina.
And plus, I mean, like me and Monty are very money driven, and we work our asses off, actually. You know, we bartend 6 nights a week, we promote 7 days a week.
We get a lot of people through the door, and like it's all about, you know.
Okay, so we got the wine in place, the bait and tackle wine, and then so why don't you two go ahead and take off your underwear, but make sure they're the bottles are strategically blocking your junk. Yeah. Here you go. Thanks, guys. So just I'll turn the video on, but mostly you're just taking some photos quickly, and then I'll let you two have some.
You look at the video.
Well, I shouldn't smile when I do that.
Yeah. So. I'm just kidding, dude. I just did the facial.
Oh shit, dude. That's, I guess, pretty hot. I bring this shit over. Except for her stomach. She's got, like, the baby mama stomach. Like.
Yeah.
And look towards me for a second.